What if our deepest struggles aren't problems to fix, but invitations to live more authentically? Existential therapy stands apart from quick-fix approaches by embracing a radical premise. Human suffering stems not from chemical imbalances or faulty thinking, but from our confrontation with existence itself. This approach has gained cult status among therapists seeking deeper meaning in their practice, offering a philosophical framework that transforms not just clinical work, but one's entire way of being in the world. Unlike technique-driven therapies, existential work begins with the simple truth. We exist first and define ourselves later through the choices we make and the meaning we create. We navigate life across four interconnected realms in existential therapy. The physical dimension, Umwelt, concerns our relationship with our bodies and mortality, illustrated by a marathon runner who denied his limitations until heart problems forced him to confront his mortality. Our social dimension, Mitwelt, involves the paradox of needing connection despite our fundamental separateness, like Cliff, who found balance in therapy by accepting both independence and connection needs. The personal dimension, Eigenwelt, shows we must define ourselves or risk living by others' definitions. Sophie's story demonstrates this. Her bulimia and self-harm stemmed from living by others' expectations rather than defining herself. The personal dimension, Überwelt, involves creating meaning in a purposeless universe, as Amanda discovered when crisis led her to develop clearer values. These dimensions present paradoxes that defy either-or solutions. Unlike mechanical problems, human dilemmas require embracing contradictions. Facing death enables fuller living. Acknowledging loneliness deepens connection, and confronting meaninglessness helps develop values. These paradoxes generate existential anxiety, not everyday nervousness, but awareness of freedom, death, isolation, and meaninglessness, which underlies all worries. What distinguishes existential therapy is not technique, but the therapist's willingness to engage with their own existence. The mature existential therapist can hold contradictory perspectives, tolerate uncertainty, and distinguish truth from falsehood while remaining comfortable with doubt. This maturity comes not from age, but from weathering life's storms with intensity and integration. Existential therapists typically have contemplative natures, curiosity about themselves and others, and have undergone personal therapy to refine their understanding. Their valuable life experiences might include raising families, career changes, cross-cultural immersion, and navigating significant personal crossroads, including birth, suffering, loss, and death. Many maintain parallel careers or engage actively in the arts, enhancing rather than diluting their therapeutic work. The therapeutic relationship, though reciprocal, is not equal. Therapists must respect clients' vulnerability while maintaining appropriate boundaries. True self-reliance emerges through engagement with one's own life struggles, enabling both comfort in solitude and deeper personal relationships. The self-reliant therapist appears ordinary, but approaches situations with fresh perspective, tolerating uncertainty with openness rather than naivete. Phenomenology forms the methodological heart of existential practice, a way of examining experience without imposing preconceived ideas. Three principles guide this approach. We actively interpret our world rather than passively receiving it. No observation is free from assumptions, requiring us to bracket them. And we co-constitute each other's worlds, making relationships pivotal to change. In practice, this means attending fully to clients without jumping to conclusions. The process begins with a poke, suspending judgment by becoming aware of assumptions and metaphorically bracketing them to see more clearly. Five questions help identify biases. What do I want for my client? If I were to give advice right now, what might it be? Do I feel differently toward this client than others? Was my request for information just satisfying my curiosity? Why did I make that self-disclosure? Keeping to description rather than explanation helps surface assumptions. Questions beginning with what and how rather than why promote exploration, with simple requests like, how do you mean? Or can you give me an example? This approach allows clients to discover their own meanings rather than having interpretations imposed upon them.
Existentialists see symptoms like depression and anxiety not as problems to eliminate, but as signals that one's way of living needs examination. Every symptom masks an underlying dilemma, representing attempts to avoid reality. A powerful therapeutic approach is simply reflecting the dilemma back. You feel both angry and sad. What does that tension feel like? The tension between life and death is our core dilemma. While death is inevitable, denying it diminishes our living, whereas accepting mortality helps us live more fully. In relationships, paradoxically, acknowledging our fundamental separateness enables genuine connection by allowing true understanding of self and others. Therapy is essentially two people sharing stories, the client narrating their life's gaps and meanings, while the therapist offers interpretive understanding. The therapeutic frame defines boundaries while allowing natural interaction. Each session starts fresh after a week of the client's lived experience, with therapists encouraging clients to begin with their present concerns, supporting their autonomy. Despite the universal avoidance of death and endings, termination is crucial in existential therapy. From the beginning, awareness that therapy will end echoes the human condition and can prompt clients to take charge of their lives. A good ending doesn't mean all issues are resolved, but rather that clients have developed sufficient self-reflection and philosophical understanding to face future challenges independently. Door handle comments made between the formal end of the session and leaving the room are often highly significant, revealing relationship issues or topics the client couldn't address during the session. Taking authority over our responses to external events allows us to finally come into our own, seeing our lives as chosen yet influenced by many factors. The spiritual dimension represents seeing life from above, gaining perspective that helps us make meaning. The paradox here is that recognizing the absence of a grand design actually prompts us to engage more resiliently with life and create our own ethical systems. Existential therapy's power lies in viewing our deepest struggles not as pathologies, but as invitations to engage more authentically with life. Meaning emerges not from finding perfect solutions, but from courageously facing the tensions that make us human. The therapeutic journey helps clients see anxiety as a natural response to life's uncertainties rather than a pathology. Feelings of disconnection or meaninglessness become opportunities for growth. As one client noted, "I came looking for answers, but I found something better, the courage to live with my questions." In a world promising certainty, existential therapy reminds us that true aliveness comes from embracing uncertainties. The greatest freedom isn't escape from life's difficulties, but the ability to engage with them authentically, to stand at the edge of the unknown and welcome the adventure of being human.